So beautiful to see so many of you after or on a Thursday evening, 5:30, coming to Mass to honor our Blessed Mother. Probably many of you work today. I'm still working, and I have to be here too, so we're all in it together. But we're here to honor our Blessed Mother and the Feast of the Assumption of our Blessed Mother. And it's said that she was assumed into heaven. What does that mean? Well, when Christ went to heaven, he ascended, which means that he did it of his own power, that Jesus is God, and he ascended into heaven by his own power. Mary is great. Mary is not God. Mary was thus brought up to heaven by God and assumed. She was a passive recipient of God's grace. She actively received God's grace, but it was God's power that brought her into heaven. Thus, we celebrate the Assumption. And so what lesson can we learn from that today as we honor her? Are any of you God? None of you are God. Great. I am not either. Sometimes I think I am, but no, I'm not God. None of us are God, right? So all of us also need to be assumed into heaven by God. Don't assume. Don't assume. A lot of times when we assume, we kind of create this little narrative that I assume this is how my day is going to go. I assume this is how my day should go. I assume this is how my life should go, on and on and on. My career, my family. We assume all these things. And usually they center around, you know, how great I am, that, oh yeah, of course all these things should happen to me because I'm worth it, I deserve it, blah, 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 blah. And then life has a way of making that not happen. So we form all these lofty assumptions, these little dreams of our lives, and then they don't happen. And then we indulge in self-pity and being upset. How come they didn't see this thing that I did? Or how come my plans didn't go the way that I wanted them to? And then we kind of turn in on ourselves. Now think of Mary. Mary was a teenager. She probably had all sorts of plans for her life. She thought she was going to get married to Joseph. She thought, you know, she was going to go to Nazareth State College. She was going to do all these great things. And she had a plan for her life. It's natural. We have to plan ahead. But when the angel Gabriel visited her and said, I'm going to make you the mother of God, I don't think Mary knew exactly what it meant to be the mother of God. And it honestly wasn't even the greatest thing at that point, because she risked her life. She could have gotten killed for being pregnant before she was married. She had to witness the untimely death of her only son. There's a lot of obstacles, a lot of difficulties that came up with her being the mother of God. But she didn't assume her plans for her life were the ones that should be happening. She received God's invitation to do something different. Instead of assuming herself, she let God assume what she was going to do. You know, we don't need to like wait around for an angel to reveal us to the plan for our life to us. We do know what we're supposed to do in life. We know what we're supposed to do, you know, at our job, for our family, for our religion. We know those things. So we do those things, but we don't engineer them into this plan that can't be changed, otherwise it's not, you know, what I want. Instead, what we do is we do our work, we do our best to follow God's will, and we let God assume that work. We let God take it up to heaven. We let God transform it. We don't have to see the end result of all of our actions. And in fact, to do so is completely foolish, even from a worldly perspective, to think, oh, if I do all these things, then all these things are going to happen. And then they didn't, and now I'm frustrated. Instead, we do the right thing. We follow God's will as best we can. We do our jobs, and let God figure out how that's going to impact. When Mary said, you know, yes to God, she didn't know all the things that were going to happen to her. In the first reading today, we hear from the book of Revelation that she's pictured as the queen of heaven, clothed with the sun, the moon at her feet, arrayed with stars. She didn't know at that time as a teenager in Nazareth that she was going to be, you know, this huge symbol and really the cause of all of our salvation, that she said yes to God and we benefited directly from her. We don't know all the results of our actions. Think of the little actions that we do each day, the ripple effect. We don't see that until, you know, one day when we get to heaven, it'll be great to see, wow, I did that thing one day and look at all the fruit that bore. That let God assume our work. Let God take it up. And if we really do that, then we're going to be a lot more relaxed about how our day goes, about how our plans go, about how everything that we've set up, our little empire of sand that falls apart, we're going to be a lot happier when we just release our control over the situation Instead, say to God, God, here's the work I've done today. You take it up. You figure out what it's supposed to mean. It's just, it's a lot easier to let God figure it out. So let's take Mary as an example today, not to want to control our lives and manipulate our lives to figure out how everything's going to benefit me or how I'm going to organize everyone else's life, that's another topic, but instead let God assume our lives, let God assume our work, and like the Blessed Virgin Mary, that we may one day be assumed with her into heaven forever.